I'm Dan O'Leary with WRPR Radio. For many students, the end of a semester means rest and relaxation. But for most college athletes, that's not the case. I'm here with Becky Panaker, a Ramapo College field hockey player, to see how she transitions into the offseason. Becky, how much would you say you play during the season as opposed to once the season's over?
Well, during the season, we're practicing 3 hours every day, and then we have 2 games each week. So I'm getting a lot of hockey time, but not as much personal workout time. So when the season ends, I'm usually focusing more on my core training and my endurance training, and then throwing in here or there, using the stick and playing real games, so this way I'm not out of touch with how to play the game. But I always want to keep up like my strength and my cardio.
But when it comes to coaching, how do you guide students who aren't as proactive?
Mike Einecker, I'm the women's basketball coach at Ramapo College.
And what would you say that you look for your team to do once the season's over?
When our season finishes, we have what we think of as a postseason kind of workout plan, and then a preseason workout plan. For Division III, we are not allowed to work with them. I'm not allowed to be in the gym doing things with them. So all of our workouts, we're allowed to hand them workouts with things written on them, or hand them a lifting program and a basketball program. So when we give our kids those workouts, we put it on them, and we don't see them again until they get back onto campus in September.
So for some college athletes, the end of a season doesn't mean it's time to party. I'm Dan O'Leary with WRPR.